Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
Wisdom.
I'm Jason.
I'm John.
We got our first blooper last week, right?
That's the second one. Yeah. You keep forgetting about the first one. Yeah, yeah. The L Estepario.
Yeah.
You're like.
Yeah. Brother John's going to say a quick little prayer, and we'll get started.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, again, we want to just thank you. We want to bless you with our thanks, Father, that we are so grateful for giving us the opportunity to come together, to get to know you better, to challenge ourselves to really dive in and understand, to challenge ourselves, Father, to submit ourselves to you and allow ourselves to only speak about what you're asking us to speak about. We love you so much for your mercy and your grace, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Woo. Yeah. Okay, so Mexican cheese.
Queso. Queso.
I need this. I want to go over this real quick.
Okay.
Wow. You brought up the word grace.
Yeah.
Our Bible Roulette, which for anybody that's watching this, if you haven't seen Bible Roulette, you're kind of missing out. I don't know how you could have not seen a Bible Roulette if you're seeing this. 2 Corinthians 12:9. It's a very, very good message. My grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
When you talk about all the things to yourself or to others that you've done wrong, and you kind of beat yourself up and you really question your worth and your value and where you stand with the Lord, that right there is a polite reminder.
My grace is sufficient for you.
Of where you stand. So yeah. I just wanted to throw that out there at the beginning of the show, kind of,
yeah,
as a little symbol of hope for anybody that's kind of struggling with things that they've done in their past or things that they're going through.
Yeah, you and I are like, we love to live in our past. We've talked about this 100 times, and it's okay to keep repeating it because it's something we're trying to work through. But yeah, that digging up dead bodies thing.
Yeah,
but I think if you really pay attention to yourself, you're really dealing with what you're dealing with currently.
Yeah.
It's just those current things bring back the flood of the ancient things in your past. You know what I mean?
Well, a lot of the times, like you may be going through something that's minute, but it reminds you in some way, shape, or fashion of something that really you really struggled with.
Yeah.
Which once that happens, man, that opens the floodgate.
Yeah. And the enemy it's like a pry bar.
Yeah.
And he's going to split it open, wide open.
Yeah.
But I kind of referenced in the Bible Roulette how, like, I believe that's the part in the scripture where Paul, in his letter to the church in Corinth, is talking about, like, the thorn in the flesh.
Yeah.
And it doesn't identify what that thorn could be. But, like we talked about in the Bible Roulette, it could have been, like, maybe he's dealing with who he once was, who he was.
It was like the Christian slayer. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Straight up, man. And, like, when he had his encounter with Jesus, he was on his way to arrest and most likely kill any who resisted Christians, people who were followers of the way. That's how it's described in the Bible. You know what I mean? And like, I guess I deal with qualification too. We all do probably. When you step into this world where we're like trying to spread the love and hope of Jesus and we're trying to teach people how to grow relationship and have the courage to grow relationship with each other and grow relationship with Christ, you start to question, why me? Why me? Why am I qualified to do this?
Why not you?
100%, right? 100%.
And for everybody that doesn't know that we sell merch, those shirts are coming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's in reference to Job chapter 40, Right. And in that, if nobody knows the story of Job, come on, you should. This is a man who was already righteous. Like, he was already a good dude.
Yeah.
And then all the worst possible things happen. Yeah. And if you read that story from the wrong perspective, you'll think, well, why would God allow that to happen to him? Right. He was good. Why would he do that? Yeah. Well, it's because he had to throw it in the enemy's face too. Yeah.
That right? he would not wander from him.
100%. And so at some point in Job's dealing with all of it. I mean, like, he's lost everything. His health is bad. He has nothing left. His wife said, why don't you just curse God and die?
Yeah.
Okay, mother trucker. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? I thought this was till death do us part. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now you're telling me just go ahead and lay down and die.
Yeah. I mean. Yeah. And then he's asking, I just want to talk to God, and I want to ask him why me. And if you pay attention to the way God responds, he's like, don't you recognize how I've already equipped you for this? Don't you know that I have chosen you to be the vessel to stand in that and still worship me and still give me glory?
Yeah. You know, probably the only person that could have done that.
In that time, yeah.
Yes.
And so the question is, why not you? Why not you?
Yeah.
And we ask ourselves that same question in a lot of reasons. Like, it could be from a blessing standpoint. Like, why do I deserve to be blessed?
Yeah,
why not you? You know what I'm saying? Why do I have to go through this difficulty? Why not you?
Yeah. God has clearly laid that in your path for a reason.
Yeah. He's preparing you for something else so that you can be there to help somebody else.
Well, so it kind of brings back the, you know, like, you pray for patience, he puts you in a situation where you have to be patient. You pray for bravery, he puts you in a situation where you have to be courageous.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't just be like, oh, bam, may wave his, you know, his hands and yada, yada, yada.
Pray for strength. All of a sudden, he gives you Hercules arms or something.
Yeah, no, that's not how that works. He puts you in a situation where you have to develop that.
100%.
And that's kind of what the...
Why would a loving God not allow you to experience life?
Yeah.
Why would a loving God not allow you to grow your strength? It's like being a father, right? We've talked about this 100 times.
Yeah, how we parent different than women.
Yeah, and you got to let, like, I raised all boys, okay? So, like, boys are a little bit different. I didn't raise little girls. I have 2 daughters, you know what I mean, bonus daughters. But they were already pretty much, they were in high school.
They were self-sufficient.
Yeah, by the time I came around. So I didn't raise them, right? Doesn't matter. I love them just like I did, like they were born to me. Anyway, that's a whole side note that doesn't...
You're just talking about the difference in raising.
Right. As a man, I raised my boys like... They do dumb stuff, bro.
Oh, yeah.
they just do dumb stuff. Oh, yeah. And you got to be prepared to let them. You can't just go stop every single thing. You can't be there for every single thing. You know,
you can't micromanage their whole lives.
You know, and if you
don't do that. You're going to raise rebels.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
They're going to run away from that.
Yeah.
100%. 100%.
Let them foul up a couple times and come back to you.
Yeah. Because a loving and gracious God would allow you to learn.
Yeah.
Not force you to learn.
Yeah.
Right?
Force your love for him upon you.
Right. He wants to.
I guarantee he wants to, especially after seeing how we act like freaking imbeciles, you know what I mean?
Anyway, all that was a little bit of a kind of a sidebar. The whole point of it still, though, why not you? And that's why we decided that was kind of our next T-shirt venture.
Yeah.
You know, like, what a question.
Yeah.
And you can apply it to both good and bad things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As Christians, sometimes we get into this non-prosperity thing. Like, we shouldn't be prosperous because... We should give everything away. I don't know if you remember. Oh, my goodness. I could not tell you where the scripture is, but the woman that came in with the very expensive perfume and anointed Jesus with the perfume and all that stuff. And one of them was like, she should sell that and give it all the money to the poor. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus was like, you fool. Do you not see what she's preparing me for death?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's preparing me for a burial. Yeah. She's giving everything to me. And you're over here concerned about whether she should hand everything she has to.
What the value of something she's doing is.
Correct. You know what I mean? It's like we get so focused on the wrong stuff all the time. And it's like, bro, that's not the point. It's not that you cannot have anything. But you need to take what you have and help others as well.
Yeah.
It's both. It's okay to be prosperous, but that prosperity should be shared.
Yeah.
Fair? Not just with people you love either. You know, because it's easy to take care of the people you love. It's wholeheartedly different to take care of people you don't even know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And Jesus has a place in his heart for poor people if you pay attention.
Well, yeah, he has a pretty big spot in his heart for the people that are lost too, that absolutely don't necessarily know him, but they're struggling to be good.
Yeah, they're trying.
They're trying. They're giving it the old college try. You know what I mean? Like
I'm giving it my best effort, yeah. Coach.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a soft spot for them too. Yeah. You know,
100%.
We started talking about this. Is it this one?
I don't know. Which one are you talking about?
When I said I had something to say, but I was going to wait until we started recording.
Yeah, about the five truths about Scripture.
Yeah, we started talking about this, and I had something that comes up at the end.
Okay.
If you want to play this one.
So just to kind of preface it, this gentleman has studied the Bible, and he's trying to tell you how we kind of take things out of context in ways.
Yes.
And it's literally about behaviors that we have that are wrong. So just kind of prefacing that.
Here are five truths about Scripture that once you know them, it will ease your mind quite a bit. Number one, not all tattoos are a sin. Leviticus 19:28 is talking about the worship of the dead. Historical context will help you a lot trying to figure this verse out. Also in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, when it says our body is the temple, it's not talking about tattoos, it's talking about sexual immorality. That whole passage is explicit when it talks about this. We can't keep using those verses in 1 Corinthians to try and back up how tattoos are a sin, because again, it doesn't talk about it. Number two, not a sin to drink alcohol. It's only a sin to get drunk off alcohol. The Bible is pretty explicitly clear about this, and every single verse that is used against this is actually out of context. Number three, abortion is in fact murder. It's talked about in Exodus chapter 21. It says if you kill a baby inside the womb, penalty for that is in fact death. Number four, Bible nowhere states that it's a sin to not be a part of a church. Yes, we can't forsake the assembly, but at the same time, if you're not a part of a church, then that's okay. You're not going to hell. Start looking for a church though, because it's really important to be a part of one. Number five, baptism is not a requirement for salvation. We are baptized because we are saved, not in order to be saved. The people that think otherwise are truly taking verses out of context. The verse in 1 Peter, the verse in Mark, all the different verses that seemingly say that baptism is a quote-unquote requirement don't know how to read their scriptures.
Was that another one?
There was, well, he goes on, he expands on that one.
Oh, okay, sorry.
He expands on the last one.
Scripture, my fault.
Once you know them, it will. Mark, all the different verses that seemingly say that baptism is a quote-unquote requirement don't know how to read their scriptures. What must I do to be saved? Right. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. Feel free to follow for more.
Okay, so when he says that, you know, this goes back to what I was saying right here about my grace is sufficient.
Yep.
You know, everybody kind of lays these ground rules down. Like, I think they get too literal. I need to tithe my 10%. I need X, to, Y, Z. Yeah, I mean, every single thing. I need to be baptized. I need to love thy neighbor. You know, I'm like, there's a lot of things that everybody gets so entangled up with that they just don't know. And then you really kind of start to veer off the importance of this.
Yeah.
He lays it out very simple at the end.
Right.
What must one do to be saved?
Believe in Christ. Man.
Believe that Christ
is exactly who
died
said
and rose again. I mean, that's it.
Yeah, 100%. I don't remember what scripture he referenced, but we could definitely figure it out real
that's
quick.
That's it. That's
it's really about Christ, right? And our belief in Christ.
If you believe wholeheartedly that he is your Lord and Savior.
Yeah. I mean, bam. Everything else is secondary to that.
When they say you're saved, they ask you, you're saved. Yes, you're still going to screw up. You're still going to do some things. Look, we talked about this before the show too. We all live in sin. Not certain people. Like there's not certain people out there that commit adultery on a daily basis. Their sin is no different than our sin. We may have a moment of weakness where someone walks by and it's like, ooh.
100%.
That's a lustful thought. That's a sinful thought. That's living in sin. These people, they carry it out, but the sin is still the same. Sin is sin. There's no degree. There's not a first degree. There's not a second degree. There's not a class A misdemeanor.
There's not a premeditated.
Yeah,
or
there's not misdemeanors. There's not felonies. It's all the same.
Yeah.
That's the way.
Every level. 100%. In that.
It's really reassuring to me to when someone kind of politely reminds you of that, because it kind of takes all the darkness that you've been carrying around. Like, you know, I've been real big on, I'm terrified of God saying, you know, be gone from me for I never knew you. That terrifies me, but that is kind of a beacon of hope. You know, and last week we talked about the Mel Gibson video that got
The Thief on the Cross.
Yes.
Dismissed.
Yes.
Last episode.
Dismissed. His name was Dismissed. Dismissed. It means his sin was dismissed.
And ours is Dismissed.
Yes.
And that's why the name of the episode is
Dismissed. This Dismissed.
the
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
One part of that I struggle with, that video specifically, I don't know if I've talked about it on here before. I'm pretty sure you know about it, but it's the abortion piece, because I have an experience with that. Right. Yeah. And before anybody jumps on here and is like, you're going to hell or any of that.
No,
crazy
that was
shit.
A medical emergency.
Essentially, that's right.
Yeah.
I mean,
you were going to lose your then wife.
That was a very high possibility.
Yeah.
Right. So, we made a decision based off of, actually, it wasn't even a decision that we made. It was recommended that that's what we do.
Yeah, like, hey, look, you guys, this is a serious mm-hmm. issue.
I remember the doctor. I've told you this whole story.
I don't think that falls in the same category.
Does it? Yeah. And I wondered that too. Like, does that fall into that? Cause it's not like we're like, oh, wait, you're pregnant? Yeah, you can just go get that cleaned out.
That's like a woman getting judged for having sex out of marriage that got raped.
That's an interesting thought process.
Realistically, it's almost the same thing, because it wasn't
a choice we made.
It wasn't a choice, really. Yeah. I mean, it was a medical advisement, like, hey, look, man, things could really go south. Your life could be in jeopardy. This is what we recommend. This is not a good situation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you went in there, you're like, hey, man, I know we're here and we're here to deliver. Just don't think we want it. Yeah. That's not like that. That's not what the situation was.
Yeah, I agree. The only part of that that's tricky, not tricky, it's just the fact that people view it in the way that they do, right? And I've heard people in all areas of relationship with Christ, and they're all very anti-abortion. And I'm not pro-abortion. Please understand that. Like, I'm not pro-abortion. I don't think abortion should be a birth control. But there are circumstances that I think it's like, okay, man, cannot an exception be made? Look, okay, I'll make my point. I'll make my absolute point. The exception was made for your sin, and that was Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It doesn't make your sin okay. No.
No, but okay, so let me ask you this. This is probably going to be very controversial.
Come on, man. We got to keep talking.
You have a 13-year-old daughter, and she gets raped by a 35-year-old neighbor, and she gets pregnant. She is still a child.
If he's not dead by my hands, that will be a surprise.
Yes, but I'm speaking hypothetically.
Understood.
You have a 13-year-old daughter that gets raped by your 35-year-old neighbor, and she becomes pregnant. He's already been captured and he's in prison. This kid is still a child, still an innocent child. I know from the bottom of my heart that I would be so torn at this point. What is acceptable?
Yeah.
This kid is still, I mean, she's still in middle school more than likely.
Yeah. And now she's got a baby.
And now she's going to have a baby.
And beyond that,
her life is ruined. Ruined. And then you say, okay, well, let her deliver and adopt.
Can you do that? Sure. But is a 13-year-old girl prepared for that? How do you really?
I mean, I don't know. I'm pro-life. I'm a pro-life guy.
Look, I think every life is valid. But hypothetically speaking,
I mean, until it's you in that situation, nobody knows what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, and it comes right back to that conversation we were having last night with the Bible study group about like the end time stuff. It's like, it's really hard to answer those questions because you can't hypothetical that. You literally have to be facing it to answer that question. And I beat myself up for over a decade about the abortion that we had, right? I it may sound sad to you, but I mean, I mourned that for 10 plus years. My wife and I currently have been together for going on 14 years, right? My youngest son, this happened between my middle son and my youngest son, okay? My youngest son is fixing to be 22, okay? That's how long ago this was. This is 23 years ago. I mean, he was roughly 13 before I ever really started to kind of heal from it. And I'm still not all the way through it.
Yeah.
My ex-wife called me not long ago. Seriously, like within this last year, talking about like how she wants to get a tattoo and like memorialize it. And like, this is the first time we've ever really truly talked about it. Yeah. I mean, to be honest, and this is a conversation that my wife currently and I have had about, like, it's uncomfortable, but the fact that we finally had a real discussion about what happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And how it affects. She didn't even think it affected me. Can you believe that? You know what I'm saying? Why? Because I didn't want her to think that it affected me. I tried to protect her from my feelings because I knew how messed up it was going to be for her. You know what I'm saying? So I hid it from everybody.
Yeah.
And so quietly, I dealt with this behind closed doors. I would stand in dark closets screaming at God, why? Why me?
Yeah.
Why not you?
Yeah.
It sucks. It freaking sucks, man. It freaking sucks to be faced with it. It freaking sucks to be faced with an impossible situation, an impossible decision. It sucks. It's hard. It's terrible. Nobody should have to do it. Yeah. Nobody. But it's just the freaking fact of the matter. This world is broken, okay? And our only hope is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's it. Just like you said earlier, we are not saved through any other action but by believing in Jesus.
Yeah.
Everything else falls by the wayside.
Yeah.
Jesus' blood is very powerful.
Yeah.
And it paid a very high price. Yeah. And I'm sorry to go crazy off on a tangent. I'm very sorry.
It's okay.
I know that maybe you haven't ever really dealt with like how I feel about this, like deeply. Like we never really talked about it like that.
Yeah.
You know about it.
Yeah.
But to hear like the way I truly felt about it and kind of the process of things, and dude, the whole scenario was messed up. And
what we happened through, on your birthday.
It was supposed to be. It was supposed to be on my birthday. It happened. I believe it's through God's grace that it happened the day after.
Yeah,
my birthday. And yeah. So usually when my birthday starts to come around, I start to get a little melancholy, a little mopey. I don't really like celebrating my birthday. We've talked about that before. I'm slowly starting to shed that weight. You know what I mean? But it's something I have to deal with, and I have to listen to legalistic Christians talking about how that the penalty for that is death.
Yeah.
Well, the death has already been paid.
Yeah.
The life has already been paid. Christ paid that debt. Right? Is that not true or not?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
It's hard to piece all these things together. I'm pro-life. I think every life is valuable.
Yeah.
But I just think that there are exceptions.
Okay, okay. So before we go any further, there's hardened criminals out there that have taken multiple lives that turn to Christ.
Yes, sir.
Do you not think, I mean, because sometimes it takes extreme circumstances. Some people are evil. Saul Paul, for example.
Yeah.
You don't think that dude's riding in golden chariots with God above us? I mean.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe that his chains have been broken.
Yes. Sins are forgivable. Now, you can't just be saved and then just repetitively beating a dead horse.
Yeah, continually, blatantly. Okay, and so there you're talking about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, and this is about the fifth time we've pulled this out. But the truth of the matter is I believe that God changes our heart, right? It's not about behavior modification. It's about life transformation. Yeah. And I think that all of that is a process. It's not that I am saved, and just because I continue to consume alcohol, I am not saved. It's not like that. He picks the things that are most important and starts pulling them out of you,
yeah,
right? Slowly. Yeah. I've talked a few times about how financial stuff is like really one of my biggest weaknesses. It's where I get real, just let me handle that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of like, okay, God, I trust you.
Yeah.
It's very difficult for me. And I'm working through that process right now as we speak.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I truly believe that it's all a matter of steps. You know what I mean? You don't just wake up and everything that you ever were is gone. You are spiritually, but here in this world, while we're existing in this world, you're not.
Yeah.
It's about a goal. You're racing. You're running to the finish line, trying to accomplish all these feats to get there. I have to get there. You know what I mean? And so, anyway, I don't even know if any of this stuff makes any sense. I'm sweating. I'm sweating. Sorry. But we talk about what's impacting us in that moment, and that's kind of one of the things that sticks out. And it's sad that I latch onto that one.
Yeah.
You know,
that's part of that. Those skeletons you're constantly playing with, you know what 100%. I mean? You're digging them up and rattling them around just like a music instrument, you know. Yep.
I need to hear those bones rattle.
Yeah.
It reminds me I'm still dealing with it, right?
Yeah. Which is sad because it's at some point, at what point do we get to a point where it's like, okay, look, that I've past trauma is, and the, yeah, and I know it's harder to, it's easier said than done. It's a lot harder to let them go than it is to just be like, hey, let it go.
But I would definitely say that I'm way further removed from it now than I was 23 years ago, clearly, or 22 years ago, whenever it was real fresh.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just hard to let go of. And especially when you start to get into the spiritual thing and you sit in a pew or in a row at church and you listen to a pastor or a pastor's pastoral people talk about abortion being wrong and murder and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, so you're telling me I'm a murderer, right?
Yeah.
But if you listen to the story, you wouldn't think that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the thing that makes it difficult for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Whew. Man.
I know, hard and deep, fast, hard in the paint.
Right. Yeah. We went hard in the paint right off the bat.
This is not going to leave any meat on the bone for later.
Wow. I don't even know how I follow that up.
Well, I think the whole point is, and the whole thing that's been centered around so far the entire evening has been, my grace is all you need.
Yeah.
My grace is good enough for you, right? And that thorn in the flesh, you know what I mean? I don't know what the thorn in the flesh was for Paul, but we all have one.
Yeah.
Right. And we ask God, just take it away. Just take it away. And I think the point is you have to, okay, if you continue on in that scripture, it says, my power works best in your weakness. So therefore, when I am weak, he is strong. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And so to bear this out in front of anybody who chooses to hear it.
Which is all 17 of our listeners. I had to bring a little humor to it.
I know. That's what you do. That's your part. That's cool. Hey, look, we have 2,000 followers on TikTok. We're flexing 2,000 followers. Yeah. We're trying to grow that. But you get what I'm saying. It's like, okay, look, I understand the burden.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what God's telling you. I understand the burden. I know what you're dealing with. Understand that I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. I'm sorry it hurts.
Yeah, truly and deeply.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. It feels good to know.
Honestly. Yeah, I mean, it's very reassuring. And I'm sure there's multiple other people out there. I'm sure there's thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people out there that feel the same way I do. Like they kind of question their value. Not here. I'm not talking about like here, like physically, earthly. I'm talking about you question your spiritual value. Like you've done some things that you're not proud of. I mean, I've done a lot of things that I'm not proud of, you know, and
me too.
I've done a lot of things that have threatened to take away my freedoms.
Yeah.
And those are things that you kind of replay in your mind when you think like, you know, cause we're all going to have to answer. We're all going to have to answer for that at some point. And, you know, when we're standing there and we're walking through the gates and God's like, hey, come here. I need to talk to you. What's up with this? You know what I mean? Like, who are you to enter my gates? And this is the kind of crap. That's not what he's going to do. I don't think that's how that's going to go.
We go back to the conversation we've had a long time ago about the price of something being what somebody's willing to pay.
Our souls are so valuable that God sent his one and only son so that we may have eternal and abundant life.
Mic look, drop. Drop it. Drop it, that's bro. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's drop it. And the thing is once we have that in our hearts and we have an understanding of the level of love that God has for us, we begin to change our behaviors to glorify him.
Yeah, but I still think at some point everybody kind of falls back into that rut where it's like, hey.
Well, it's because we don't see what we think we should see.
Yeah.
Right?
Or we don't feel like we act like we should act. Or
because we continue to have our little problems.
Yeah.
Right? We continue to have our little outbursts of anger.
Yeah, your spiritual lull, basically. Yeah. Like you kind of.
Right. Well, because everything.
We talked about this not too long ago. It happened to me.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Not very long ago.
Yeah. But you know, when we start treating everything like a job, and we start giving our mind and our thought processes mindset to being a job, this can be like that because we're trying to grow it, right? Like we're trying to make it something more than just two dudes throwing stuff at the wall.
Yeah.
Right? We want to make it something more.
Look, if it was a hobby, it would be every
we would have been done already.
Yeah, yeah. We'd be like, hey, man, what do you think about tonight? I don't know, man. I'm kind of tired. I hadn't eaten dinner yet. Oh, I think I'm going to go hang out with the old lady. You know what I mean? Like that's the kind of stuff that's going to happen.
Right.
But you kind of have to treat it serious if you want something from it. Like, now, look, like what we're wanting is not our end game is not like, oh, man, dude, do you see how much money we made this week? That's right. Not our end game.
Right. See, that's the thing. Like, the goal is to be blessed, but the goal isn't if we're not blessed, we're going to quit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? That's the difference. So our motivations are pure. Our motivation is continue to do God's will, period.
Willingly.
Period. Willingly.
Yeah.
Because what? Because we someone want to do God's
may,
will.
Well, because someone may hear this or see this and they're like, man, I, you know, I struggle with understanding a lot of things.
Yeah, me too.
You see how I am in Bible study.
Me too. Yeah, and you always ask me the hardest questions, and I'm like, I don't know either.
But it's the curiosity. It's the atmosphere that we have and the curiosity that I have match up so well, because usually somebody sitting at the table, I'm that third grade student in a seventh grade class. You know what I mean?
He's playing the banjo too. Bling, bing.
But I'm that guy.
Yeah.
And when something's like, oof, light bulb.
Yeah.
And look, the ADHD that I am consumed with 90% of my life starts to churn, and I have questions.
Yeah.
So I learn a different way, and there's people out there that are going to learn a different way.
Yep.
And that we may be bringing it to them in a manner in which they can be like, okay, I get it. I understand it. I can kind of pick up what they're putting down.
Yeah.
But you know, when it's, you sit and you watch, like, it's really, really, really hard for me to sometimes listen to my Bible app. It's so mono, like, it's like,
and the monotone. Lord said, do not fear.
And the word said, do not fear. And it's like, I'm trying to read along with it. I'm like,
I'm going to send you recordings of me already. Yeah.
Shoot me already. You know what I mean?
Right.
That, but here recently, and we talked about how there for several months, I was really struggling to get into the word. We talked about the book of Judges in Bible study.
Yeah. We talked about the Samson story.
We talked about the Samson story, which caught my attention.
Yeah.
And if for lack of better words, I was obsessed with that story. So I've been in Judges now. I've read multiple chapters multiple times, like the book of Gideon, or, you know, the story of Gideon.
The story of Gideon. Mm-hmm. You're roughly a month, I think.
Yeah. I usually read about 1 to 2 chapters a day.
Right, right.
Well, you know, today I made it from chapter 8 to chapter 19.
Wow.
So
that's digging in.
Well, yeah. No, Samson starts in 10 or 11. I read Samson today.
Okay, you read that whole
story. I read that whole book of Samson today.
Yeah.
That's huge for me. And then I went back and read again through chapter 17 because
truly
his downfall.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about how he pulled the pillars.
Yeah.
Pushed the pillars.
Yeah, he went like this.
Yeah, he pushed the pillars.
Yeah.
So he wanted to lean against them because he was tired.
Yeah.
And once he leaned against them, he prayed for God. He's like, hey, remember me again.
Hey, I'm back.
You can bless me with one last moment of strength so I can basically seek revenge on those who did this to me.
Stole me from you.
Yeah. And, you know, the poor dude got his eyes gouged out. He was tied to basically a bronze wagon that crushes wheat. Yeah. I mean, or you know what I mean?
It's. I think, I'm not quite sure, but I think that's the winnowing. The winnowing? Is that winnowing? Where they're crushing the wheat with that little wheel?
It's a wheel, yeah. He basically walks in a circle all day long.
That's usually what a donkey does or something like that, or a mule.
But
or
he,
an ass.
But he, his, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why. And what's really sad is I'm probably going to read it again tomorrow.
That's great. That's not sad at all. That's great.
But it's just the curiosity, like this was the great Samson. This was the dude that everybody was after. I mean, he thrashed everybody.
With a jawbone.
Yeah, with a jawbone. But his wife, girlfriend, whatever, she's like on him, nagging him because the people are trying to get him captured.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, if you tie me with 7 bowstrings fresh that haven't been burned, I'm powerless. And so they tie him up. And then she's like, oh, the Philistines have come to capture you. And he's like, krah! It starts, you know, going
starts
crazy.
Starts thrashing again. Yeah.
Yeah. It's this. He finally got to a point that's really sad. He finally got to that breaking point where he was like, okay, look, man, my power is in my hair.
That was his last one because he had already broken all the other.
And when he told her that, she lulled him to sleep and someone snuck in. gave him the old buzz cut, and he thought it's sad because he woke up and thought he was going to just, you know, break free from whatever was going on, and he was powerless.
Yeah.
Like, he was stripped clean of everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that.
Allowed our, and if you really think about it, pay attention to Samson himself and think about, I try to put myself, you know how I am about perspective, right? Like, I want to put myself in their shoes and allow myself to think like he would think. Now, I've never been a person like
Samson. Like he was just jacking with them at first, you know? Yeah. Like, he's just like, she's like, why you make fun of me? You tell me these things that aren't true. You make me look a fool. Yeah, you freaking hooker, because you're trying to kill me. and as you read the story, you really kind of get the understanding that he didn't realize that's what she was doing.
Yeah.
He thought she was, you know, he's basically just jacking with her. Cause just
toying with her. That's like we do with our wives, you know what I mean? Yeah, of course.
But she kept on and 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 kept on. And then he tells her, okay, all right, look, man, it's right here. It's the silver fox, Goldilocks. You know what I mean? And
the sad part of it is the only reason that it was his hair is because he had given up all the other.
Yeah.
There were seven, I believe, virtues or seven different things he was not supposed to do.
So
you've read it most recently.
Okay. So I can't remember her name. His mom was pregnant. She couldn't eat grapes. She couldn't drink wine.
No alcohol.
They couldn't cut his hair.
There are certain things that he was not allowed to do.
Yeah.
As what they call a judge.
Yes.
And the last thing was his hair. The sad part of that to me is all the others he gave up willingly. The hair he didn't.
Yeah. Basically had it stolen from him.
Right.
But immediately following them capturing, they gouge his eyeballs out.
I mean, dude.
So he's friggin' really? Blind. Yeah. Then they tie him to this freaking bronze freaking grinding wheel, basically, and make him hot lap this freaking room and crush wheat. And then they put him on display because we have captured the great Samson. And then the dude goes out like a beast and pushes the pillars down.
He savaged beasts.
Took out more that one time than he did his entire life before. And he slayed some folks.
He did.
But at one time, in his last moment of strength, he took out more of the Philistines than he did his entire time alive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. But if you start thinking about the story itself, it's like, you know, he willingly gave up several of those virtues, like several of those things he gave up willingly. And for the last one to be something that he kind of was wore down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it reminds me.
He was only judge of Israel or of the Israelites for 20 years.
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
It wasn't that long. Gideon was 30. Almost 30
Again,
years.
Again, you've read it more recently.
I think Gideon was 30 years.
I just find it interesting that the last one was the only one that he didn't willingly give up. Yeah. He did, but it was more like he got wore down, and that's how the enemy works.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to focus on that story and be like, Delilah, that crazy mofo. Yeah. Like, she's such a whore and all that stuff. But you think about it.
But she was under a lot of pressure.
Pressure, yeah.
She was a Philistine. She was a local.
Yeah.
And here he is out here just slaying their folks. People.
Yeah.
And there was nothing. They couldn't do anything to him. Every time they thought they had him cornered in the cave, he snuck out at midnight. And then he
tore him up again.
Well, yeah, he jacked him up, you know. And
he
was always one step ahead, but he falls in love with this Philistine, however you say it, this Philistine woman. And the she's basically a local in this area, and they are like, hey, look, do we need you to do this for us or else? And, you know, she's like, okay, you know, I thought you loved me. Why won't you tell me where you get your strength from?
Right. And if you put yourself in her shoes, like, okay, so that's where I was kind of getting at with that conversation and, like putting yourself in both of their shoes. Like, you put yourself in Samson's shoes – and then you put yourself in Delilah's shoes and you recognize, like, you just kind of get broken down over time. Like all this, we're pressed down and squished, and eventually we just kind of give up.
Yeah. It's the continuous drop of feathers on your back.
Over and over and over.
A ton of feathers weighs the same as a ton of bricks. It's a ton.
It's a ton.
It's going to be a lot more of them, but it's a ton. You can still pile enough feathers on yourself that you can collapse. I mean, it's going to be probably as tall as Mount Everest.
It'll be a whole lot more than bricks, but it's still enough.
But it's still, I mean, you look at it, it's still the same. And when you drop these little inconveniences and it's just over and over and over and over and over again, eventually they all add up to a weight that's impossible to carry. That's kind of what this, that's kind of how it is for him.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, look, fine, shut up, I'll tell you.
And it's the same for her, probably. I mean, essentially. Yeah, it's
like, dude, just
she
tell
feels
me.
Like she has no other option. Yeah. She's like, I have to try or else they're going to take everything from me. They're going to kill me.
Yeah, and if she, what's sad about the story is if she would have just been like, hey, look, dude, this is what they're trying to do to me right now. I need you to go out there and handle business. He would have been out there and mopped the floor with all of them.
He would have torn that whole
you know what I mean?
Kingdom apart. And that's going way back in the Old Testament. And then, you know, I think that we have a way to tie it back together with this second video here. That's, it's an interesting thought process about kind of how God already had a plan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we watched this video earlier about the names of the first created, and how it kind of like, it's just kind of a wild thing if you look at the translations of the names. And I think to me, though, based off of the conversation we're having, it's like
this kind of helps tie it all in.
It reminds me that God had a plan from the beginning.
I love this dude's accent too. I wish I had that accent.
I think he's Australian.
Kind of sounds like it.
Watch this video.
I think this might be the craziest thing I've ever seen. That's a big call. It's a big call, but this absolutely blew my mind when I found out about it. So the Bible, the early books are written in Hebrew, right? The genealogy in the first few books of the Bible, for those that know, is like Adam first, then his son was Seth, then Enosh, then Kenan. I probably pronounced those wrong, but in the original Hebrew, when you take the meanings of their names, get this.
Oh, I've heard something about this.
So Adam means man. That's like the original translation.
Sure.
Seth is appointed. And then the first 10, I'll read out each of their names, their meaning. It actually spells this. Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down teaching. His death shall bring the despairing comfort and rest.
What? Wow.
I don't know how long ago, but it was long before Jesus came.
Wow.
When I found out about that, imagine that. God prophesying Jesus from the first people who ever walked the earth in their name.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about it is like you and I are so far removed from that. Like we wouldn't know.
I wonder what Jason means. Jackass.
Bad mother trucker. Bamf.
No, that ain't what Bamf. It means at all.
It does to me. Bamf. Actually, it means F-A-F-O. Yeah. I'm just kidding. But you think about it really. If
forget
you
all about finding out.
Forget about finding out. X2. Because I'm right there with you. No, it just, it's just interesting to me. Like, you and I wouldn't know that as far as the translations of those names, right?
Yeah.
But the Hebrew people would have definitely known that.
Yeah.
From the beginning. They would have known that God had set to redeem everybody from the start.
But okay, so let's go back.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Dude, you look at, okay, so that in those times, the Hebrew culture, they knew the meaning of their names.
Yeah.
Like what their names actually meant.
Yeah.
I just asked what my name meant. I mean, we don't know anything about it. It's like my mom was like, oh, let's go with Jason. Why? You know what I mean? There's so many of them out there. Like, what is the meaning? What is the purpose? Like, I don't know what Jason means. I mean, do you know what John means? What does John mean?
Sent by God.
Okay, well, I'm really failing at life right now.
And my name, Jonathan Michael, is my name. Not John, it's Jonathan. Jonathan Michael, actually, and I looked it up, bro. I didn't know this. Somebody had to teach it. I had to go find it. Is sent by God, likeness to God.
Okay.
Do you think that my parents chose that on a purpose, though?
I mean, are we gonna really like say they didn't? Oh, I gotta find out.
I will tell you that if it was up to my mother, she had nothing to do with God, bro, until way later in her life. So she didn't choose that for that reason. It's very coincidental, but God works in that too. He works in the coincidence too. Ooh. He works all Ooh. Things for the good of those who love him. Shit, tell me what Jason.
In the Bible, the name Jason means the Lord is salvation.
Oh, yes. Is that by accident?
In the Bible, Jason was a Jewish man who converted to Christianity. He is mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles and in Romans. Jason is also the name of the main character in the Greek myth, Jason and the Argonauts.
Jason and the Argonauts, yeah.
The name Jason is derived from the Greek word lasso, which is the name of the goddess of healing. In the Old Testament, the name Jason is used for a few people associated with Maccabees.
Sure.
Jason was also the name of a high priest of Israel who Hellenized his name from Yeshua to Jason.
So let me ask you a question. Was that on purpose or was that by accident?
It was on purpose.
Damn right it was. Damn right it was. Same here, right? And you start, that's the kind of the, it's like a weird coincidence though. Like you start to think about like, wow, my name means that? And then you start to think, well, how true is it?
Yeah.
Right? Sent by God, Jonathan, Michael, likeness to God. Right?
Okay, so not to steal your thunder.
Steal my thunder.
But we're all sent by God.
100%.
We all have likeness to God.
100%.
We are created in his own image.
100%.
But none of the other names say that.
Right?
You see what I'm getting at here? So,
yeah. Yeah, I get it. It's just very interesting. And like, look, dude, I think if you boil down what we just watched, you recognize that that was intentional.
Yeah.
Right? And that means something because it was recorded for all of history to see.
Yeah.
Correct? You and I wouldn't know that, though. Somebody would have to teach us that.
Well, see, the caption is the hidden message in the Bible.
Yeah.
If it was something that, I feel like if it was something that God really wanted everybody to know,
yeah,
it would be mentioned. I mean.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, God definitely makes it obvious.
I want to do my own research on this, too. Like,
And go.
Not right now. Like maybe tomorrow while I'm sitting at my desk or something, you know, but
I understand what you're saying. And I'm the same way about a lot of the things that we talk about. Sometimes I'm like, I kind of have an understanding, but it's like, I don't know well enough. I need to look a little closer. And sometimes I don't look a little closer because it's not really like made important to what we're doing. The truth is though, it's all important.
Yeah.
And I think if we seek out some of those those smaller things, if we seek out the answers to some of those smaller things, we'll get the answers to the bigger ones.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like some of the things that we have questions about like the firmament and things like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's been a lot of, you know, I'm kind of not necessarily obsessed, but I'm very
interested.
Interested in all yeah. that.
You know, I was going to tell you, there was something you were talking about earlier that kind of made me think about it. like, oh, it was about, like, it's not like we're just doing this, like, hoping to not be blessed. yeah. You know what I mean? Or whatever. Like, but we're going to continue to do it no matter what.
Yeah.
Recently, and I don't know who the people are, but I've had some random responses to us about some of our content about you're right where you need to be. Yeah. Thank you for doing what you're doing. You know what I mean? And it's those little random occurrences that like make kind of give you a little bit of motivation. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't talk a lot about it because we tried to steer. I'm not even looking at the analytics anymore because I started recognizing that I focus too much on it. Like I want to see it go boom real fast.
Almost you won't. It's almost your priority at yeah. at a point. It yeah. gets towards yeah. like okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Where are we at? Where are we at? Where are we at?
And that's not what I want. Yeah. I don't want that to be my priority. I want my priority to be God first, period. Yeah. And that's why it's one of that's our top goal, period, is keep yeah. God first. You know, yeah, do we want to be blessed to be a blessing? Absolutely. And we will be when that time comes. The truth of the matter is, though, we just want to be honest and we want to love each other and love God and love people. And we want you guys to interact with us and ask us questions or even challenge our thought processes. And
well, yeah, 100% that, because that gives us conversation pieces.
Hey, it's only going to make us grow as believers and followers, right? So like, I'm not worried about you challenging the way I believe. It's fine. Mm. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
You know, God's word says that I should be ready.
Yeah. Bring it to the table. Let's see what you got.
Come on, baby.
I'm cool with it.
Come on, baby. I've determined, we haven't put it out there yet, but we have a phone that is Bumper Sticker Wisdom's phone, and I haven't put the phone number out. But if anybody ever wanted to call us and have a conversation with us, they are welcome to do it, but I will only give them the number through private conversation because I'm in control of it, and I don't want 24/7 calls and texts. So
really?
Just saying.
You just sat here and watched me block like 8 numbers.
I can't do that on that phone.
No, but I can't. Yeah, I mean, like, that's how often my stupid phone rings.
I know, but I can't block it on that. I have to answer it.
You understand what I'm saying. Like, yeah, the volume of calls that's consistently coming through all the time.
Okay, I don't want the volume of calls that I have to answer yeah. to find yeah. out if this is a serious call or not.
Yeah, like, come on, dude.
Quit messing with me, bro. Quit trying to steal my money. I ain't got none anyway. Leave me alone. I love what we do. I love these conversations. It's been a wild one today.
Yeah, it's been a good one. Sorry. We say that at the end of every episode, too. It's been a good one.
Well, but there's been some healing involved, probably. Yeah. I mean, for me personally, I don't know. Dude, we've recorded, what is this, 58 episodes now? 58 yeah. episodes? We're at 70-plus hours of content. I don't know what I've talked about in my personal life and what I haven't. It's hard for me to say as far as, like, did I talk about the abortion thing and all that kind of stuff, or how closely or how intimately it affected me? I don't know. I don't remember, but it came out and it is what it is.
It's
7:55. 7:55. It's the 5-minute warning. Son of a gun.
I told my dad my favorite music group was called Cellophane. They mostly rap.
They mostly rap. That's terrible. Interesting. I don't know. Some of what we talked about today kind of centers around this thought process. So Cyrus the Great. So I think this is, I don't know where Cyrus the Great comes from. Is that a Roman leader? Or is that a Greek leader? I'm not 100% sure. But it sounds like a Roman emperor or something like that, like Alexander the Great. Success should always call for showing greater kindness, generosity, and justice. Only people lost in the darkness treat it as an occasion for greater greed.
Oh, wow.
It's longer than usual, but...
Oh, wow.
It's a little bit profound to think about.
Say it again.
Okay. Success should always call for showing greater kindness, generosity, and justice. Only people lost in the darkness treat it as an occasion for greater greed.
Yeah. Whew.
I mean, it kind of centered around that whole idea of like getting blessing and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, look, blessings are meant to be shared. It's not all about you. It's part of it. It's great to be blessed, and it's okay to be blessed, and it's okay to have.
Yeah.
But it's great to share it. And yeah. I think that, you know, it's one of the things we talk about all the time about, you know, if we get, then God gets.
Yeah.
You know, and his people get, and the people that, not the people we love, not just the people we love, but the people around us get, yeah. You know what I mean? And I don't know. Pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool thought.
That's a good thought.
Cyrus.
The Great.
The Great. The Great Cyrus. Is that Billy Ray Cyrus?
No. That is not Billy Ray.
No Achy Breaky Heart? No. Come on, man.
No, sir.
Of the two of us, you're the country guy. I'm not.
I'm not a Billy Ray Cyrus guy.
I mean, why would you be?
I mean...
I don't know any self-respecting musical lover that is, but anyway.
No.
Sorry, Billy. And we're not trying to trash it.
I'm not trying to trash the country industry anymore. I do enjoy country music, but I enjoy a lot of Alan Jackson, George Strait. I mean, I'm
kind of classic country.
Yeah, like now it's like,
oh, they have blurred
the lines. I'm not saying anything bad, but country music has gotten so it's
commercial,
and it's more pop culture to me.
Yeah, it's 100%. The only reason you're country is because you have a southern accent.
Yeah, it's not what it was.
You're rapping in a southern accent. Yeah. You must be country.
Yeah, I mean Beyonce put out a country album for Christ's sake. I mean,
come on, man.
That's not country.
Not the same thing.
I'm sorry. It's not country. Country's country.
Country's country.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. George Strait doesn't even own a TV. You know what I mean?
Well, shame on me. I got like 8 of them.
He rides the range and ropes, I mean, cattle. And I mean, George Strait is like the ambassador of all that is Southern, you know?
You're
like,
right. He's
like, that is country at its finest.
100%.
Anywho,
hey, Proverbs chapter 3 for everybody. Our Bible study group was Proverbs chapter 3.
All right.
We haven't shared it in a while. We haven't made it this far in a while.
we were actually in here longer last week.
Were we?
Yes. We were in here longer last week.
My bad.
But thanks for listening. BSWUnbound80@gmail.com.
Yep.
Phone number, if you reach out on the email, if you guys want to chat with us.
We're willing to share it with people individually, but
not publicly yet.
I need somebody to answer that phone if it's not,
yeah,
if it's going to be public. Or to get a text to chat, we're working on that too.
Yeah.
Also, this episode is prior to a very, 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 very special episode that will be coming out the week after. There's going to be a women's takeover of Bumper Sticker Wisdom. That it's going to be two ladies. John and Jason will not actually be part of the conversation. We're giving it up to the girls this time. And, you know, we want to make sure that people understand this is a people's podcast. Yes, we come from a men's bent because we are men, and that's all we know how to relate to. But we love to engage and interact with our ladies. So, hey, ladies, dive on in. Interact, engage, and you know what?
If next week, too.
Yeah, it's coming next a week later. Yeah, let's go. Interesting that, you know, we're giving up our seat at the table to allow two women to come to the table and have their conversation. And we're not guiding it. We're not doing anything. We're going to introduce it, and we're going to walk away and let them do what they do. Yep. And I'm excited for it. It'll be interesting. We talked that one of our goals was to have some special episodes, and this is one of them. So here you go. Come on, ladies. Dive on in.
Yes, sir.
Not for us, for the ladies.
Yes, sir.
Other than that.
Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm Jason.
I'm John.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.